Here's an album now with a pop art type of cover and a comic strip kind of liner note here. It's called The Shackelfords Sing. And surprisingly enough, they do. And to tell us about this group and this album are the producers, discoverers, and developers of The Shackelfords, namely Marty Cooper and Lee Hazelwood. Fellas, nice to have you on our Silver Platter Show.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jack.
I don't know you, Marty. We've just met right now, but Lee, I've known you for what? Since 1952, I guess. Since you used to sweep up,
that's right.
Yeah, local radio station.
I was your coffee
here.
Getter.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Now you're a big star and a big producer and everything. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, Lee, after all these years.
Thank you very much. You were a disc jockey
in Arizona for a while, too.
Yeah, about 3 years.
Yeah, and you've been writing songs. You've had number one songs and... most recently, the one I think of is These Boots Are Made for Walking.
Yeah.
And this Shackelfords group, now tell me about that. Where'd you get a name like Shackelfords? I've heard of the Four Freshmen and the Letterman, but Shackelfords?
That name comes from my first wife. That was her maiden name. She's still my wife. It's my first wife.
That's her maiden name.
Good
thing it wasn't Schnickelfritz or something.
Yeah, that's good. Or they would be that today. There is it's also a Shackelford County, Texas, where they all gathered. Of course, it'd have to be that, right?
Of course.
And we thought we needed an odd name for the group. And boy, we got an odd name for the group, right?
How many in the group, Lee?
It varies from time to time. You know, there's people that we can find. You know,
so this is not a group
it's
that
more
necessarily...
more sound, Jack.
Kind of a thing, huh? I was impressed with the overall scope. Marty, you wrote some of these tunes in here too, didn't you? Or you and Lee kind of collaborate, don't you?
Well, we collaborate as the producers on this album, and for the group The Shackelfords, I wrote four songs and Lee wrote four songs in it.
Uh-huh. Now, you have been a producer and a writer for years now too, haven't you, Marty?
This is true.
Uh-huh. Where'd you meet Lee?
The fact is... that I didn't have any place to eat because I wasn't married.
Uh-huh.
And Lee and his wife used to ask me over to their house for dinner, after which we would get out the guitar and sing and play and have a wonderful time. And we came up with an idea.
Mm-hmm.
And after talking it over for about a year, we decided to do it, and we did it.
Now, are you both musicians or are both lyric writers or who does what?
Well, I hold a guitar and write with that, both music and lyric, as far as my fingers will stretch.
Yeah.
You know, which keeps the melody sort of simple.
And how about you, Marty?
I play guitar with two hands and three chords.
Very good.
Well, although you guys are kidding around about this this album with the liner and the cover and everything, the music inside is pretty serious, and it's not terribly serious, but it's not a joke. I think you have a fine... kind of a country folk sounding group. I don't know what you're calling it, but it has a very good sound. I think we'd better spin one in right about here. So here we have a very delightful, easy listening track from this album called One, produced by our guests Lee Hazelwood and Marty Cooper, and featuring the sound of the Shackelfords.
Love, one girl, one dream, one.
And there you have the sound of the Shacklefords, produced by our in-person guests Lee Hazelwood and Marty Cooper, and that was called One, written by Marty Cooper. And the album is called The Shacklefords Sing. I think you have a very nice sound in this album, fellas, and I want to thank you for coming by and telling us about it.
Golly, Jack, thank you. It's been super.
And zap and blap from me, Jack. Thank
well,
you very
there
much.
There they are. Marty Cooper and Lee Hazelwood.